This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, we begin with a sort of a halachic rejoinder, and that is that the Ramah, by the way, tonight is the yard site of the Ramah, aside from being the yard site of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, tonight is the yard site of the Ramah, Moshe Isserles, and Lag Boimer. And the Ramah tells us, and it's halacha and Shulchan Aruch, that if somebody is asked on a certain night, what night of the Omer is it? One should not respond, tonight is, you know, Lamed Hei Ba'Omer. Tonight is the second day of the Omer. Because by doing so, one has in fact already fulfilled the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer without a bracha. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch tells us that if somebody needs to say what day of the Omer it is, he should say yesterday was such and such. However, tonight, because we're going to be discussing Lag Ba'Omer, and obviously we would like to be able to say tonight is the following holiday, we will follow the advice of the Mishnah Berurah. And the Mishnah Berurah says that if one has specific intent not to be Yotzei the Mitzvah, even if they say tonight is such and such, they could still continue counting with a bracha. So first of all, anytime we say what tonight is, we have specific kavana not to be Yotzei the Mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. Plus the Mishnah Berurah says anytime you need to count the weeks and you say what night of the Omer it is, you also will not be fulfilling the mitzvah, okay? So with that, Hareini Moiser Moida Mikan Ve'elach, that when we say tonight is Lag Ba'Omer, we have no intention to fulfill the mitzvah of Sfira. Okay. Also, just want to remind the Olam, even though normally Marav is 9:15, tonight we have an extended shir, right? Amen Kemach Ein Torah, Miklalav Atoshemeh Hein, which means the more food we have, the more Torah we have. So tonight, Emirat Hashem, the Marav will be at 9:30. Okay, Lag Ba'Omer. Lag Ba'Omer. Mysterious holiday. What exactly is it? What is this day all about? Chassam Sofer in the Tshuvos Chassam Sofer says he has no idea what Lag Ba'Omer is all about. He doesn't even know. And yet, even the Chassam Sofer writes on a deeper level, there has a very deep significance to Lag Ba'Omer. And Rabbi Yisai, what we're about to do this evening, do not try it at home, okay? Although our normal shiurim maybe discuss halachic topics, hashkafic topics, today we're going, in the zechus of Lag Ba'Omer, in the zechus of the Tana Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, we're going to enter very slightly and get a little bit of a taste, get a little bit of a tam for some of the more spiritual and mystical aspects of the Torah. We want to know what exactly is Lag Ba'Omer. What is Lag Ba'Omer? So we begin with the comment of the Bnei Yisachar, the founder of the Munkach dynasty. And the Bnei Yisachar says the following. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai went over to his five Talmidim and he said, Tzu'uru, please go out and see. Eizehu derech toiva sheyidbak bo ha'adam. What is the good path that man should cling to? What is truly good in life? What is true toiva? What is good? Okay? Rabbi Yisachar, if we were posed with such a question, what is truly good? Where would we turn? The Torah. What does the Torah have to say about what is truly good? So we would open up our Chumashim, and we would like to turn, where is the first time in the Chumash that the word Toiv is mentioned? Right? Open up Bereishis, start from the beginning. Where is the first time Toiv is mentioned? Vayar Elohim Es Ha'ar Ki Toiv. God saw the light was good. Says Bnei Yisachar, how interesting. Which number word is the word Toiv in Parshas Bereishis? It is the 33rd word of the Torah. That means there are 32 words before the word Toiv. Now, the word Toiv, how do you spell it? Tes, Vav, Vez. What is the numerical value of Toiv? 9, 6, 2. 17. What number word is it? Number 33. You count 32 words. Kaminyan, lev, heart. You add toiv, which is 17. Lev, toiv, a good heart. 49. These are the 49 days of Sfiras HaOmer. Lev, toiv, says Bnei Yisachar. You count 32 words. Kaminyan, lev, heart. Plus, the word Toiv is 17. These are the 49 days of Sfiras HaOmer. In other words, What the Torah is telling us is if you want to get to what is truly Tov, what is truly good, you need to somehow get to the number 32. And once you've gotten beyond the number 32, we're ready for Tov, which is 70. Says the Bnei Yisachar, what does this mean? What is this talking about? He brings down a very well-known or not so well-known concept that the Sefer HaYetzirah tells us, and we've mentioned this in the past. There are 32 Nesivos HaChachma. There are 32 pathways of wisdom. Okay? In fact, we once mentioned from the Shlach HaKadosh. Any dentists over here? Right? How many teeth do we have? 32 teeth. The Shlach says to teach you that the mouth was created for one purpose, to speak Divrei Chachma. That's why, you know, maybe this will be the biggest chiddush you'll hear tonight. That's why the final two teeth, they're called the wisdom teeth, right? You know, nowadays most people don't have any wisdom teeth anymore, you know, it just goes to show. But we have there are 32 pathways of Chachma. Once you've conquered and gotten beyond the 32 pathways of Chachma, you are ready for Tov, 17. Now let's look carefully. God saw the light was good. What did Hashem do with the light? Vayavdel Elohim bein ha'aru v'ein ha'choshech. God put the light away, says Rashi. What is this light referring to? This refers to the Ar HaGanuz, the secret, powerful light that Hashem has hidden away for the tzaddikim la'asod lavay. In other words, there is some kind of mystical light that God decided is not for the world at the time of creation, and He put away that light for la'asod lavay. In other words, once you've gotten and conquered the 32 mainstream pathways of Chachma, now you're ready for Tov. What is Tov? The secrets of the Torah. In other words, if you want to have a full understanding of the Torah, you need to do two things. Number one, A, Lamed Beis, you need to conquer the 32 pathways of Chachma. Once you've conquered that, now you're ready for Tov. The secrets of the Torah. Says the Bnei Yisachar, now we understand. If it takes 32 days to conquer the wisdom of the Torah and another 17 days to conquer the secrets of the Torah, that means Lag Ba'omer is the day that the light of the secrets of the Torah began to be revealed to the world. It started to glimmer. It started to shine. This is when this light started to shine. Until then, 32 days working on Nesivos HaChachma, the pathways of wisdom. Once the 33rd day comes, that is when the secrets of the Torah begin to be revealed to the world, and that is the Ar, which is Tov. That is the Tov. Says the Bnei Yisachar, it is no wonder then that our tradition is that the Tana, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, who his day of Patira was Lag Ba'omer, he passed away on Lag Ba'omer, and by the way, many people think Reb Shimon Bar Yochai wrote the Zohar. He did not write the Zohar. It was written by his student, Rabbi Abba. And Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, on the day of his Patira, instructed Rabbi Abba to record the secrets of the Zohar. Why on Lag Ba'omer? Because this is the day that we've completed the 32 Nesivos HaChachma. Now is the time where the light of the secrets of the Torah begin to shine. And that is why Rav Shimon Bar Yochai calls his Sefer Zohar. What does Zohar mean? The great light. Because this is a time of the year that this great light began to be revealed to the world. And that is why, if anyone looks in the Zohar, what is Reb Shimon Bar Yochai called? He is called the Baitzina Kadisha. You ever hear that expression? Baitzina Kadisha, which means the great light. Because he is the one who began to illuminate the world with the great light of the secrets of the Torah. Says the Bnei Yisachar, now we understand the Pasuk in Tehillim. Gal Einai V'Abita Niflois Mitarasecha. David HaMelech says, uncover my eyes so I can behold the secrets of the Torah. Gal is what number? 33. When we get to the number 33, V'Abita Niflois Mitarasecha, we will behold and begin to understand and encounter and have a taste for the great light of the secrets of the Torah. Okay? And that is what the Bnei Yisachar adds, that if Reb Shimon Bar Yochai passed away on Lag Ba'omer, we can safely presume he was born on Lag BaOmer as well, although there is no historical evidence to this. But the Bnei Yisachar conjectures that if Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was passed away on Lag BaOmer, he was born on Lag BaOmer, because we know Hashem is Memale, Shnoisem Shel Tzadikim, Mishana Lashana Umidar Ladar. Okay? So this is the comment of the Bnei Yisachar, and he adds the following, and he says that if you look in Sefer Bereishis, it says, Vayar, right? Take a look. Pasuk Beis. V'ha'aretz ha'isa sayhu. The earth was... What does sayhu mean? It was astonishingly... Bayhu, empty. The Medrash says, sayhu refers to the galus of Bavel. Bayhu refers to the galus of Persia. Chayshach refers to Greece. Tahayim refers to our current exile. And after that, what does Hashem say? Vayar Elokim es ha'ar ki toiv. What is the R? The R is the light of Mashiach, which Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, through revealing the secrets of the Torah, will usher in the era of Mashiach. Ad kan divrei ha'bnei Yisachar. In other words, the job, the contribution of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai to this world is he reveals the secrets of the Torah through which he brings the great light of Mashiach. Okay? And hence we find, by the way, if any newcomers to the shir, this is not what we usually talk about. This is especially in the Zchus of Lag BaOmer. We find a comment in the Zayar. Okay, if you look at number 2, and we'll see, although there are thousands of comments in the Zayar, you'll see why we picked out this one. The Zayar tells us the following. It's in Parshas Nasa. He says, Ubegin on the sixth line, Ubegin de'asidin Yisrael lemita me'ilone de'chaye. Because Klal Yisrael will taste from the tree of life, which is what? The Iyu Hai Sefer HaZayar, reference to the Zayar. Yifkun Bei Min Galusa Barachame, they will be redeemed from this galus. So the Zayar tells us, in the merit of learning these secrets of the Torah, we will be redeemed. Okay? A nice statement. There are thousands of such statements in the literature of the Zayar. Why have we focused specifically on this one? For a very important reason. And that is one of the great Mekubalim of all time, is someone we're very familiar with, many of his Sfarim, the Ramchal, right? Rav Moshe Chaim Luzzatto. We're familiar with Mesilas Yesharim, with Derech Hashem, maybe even Das Tevunos. But we have to understand the main corpus of material that the Ramchal wrote was Divrei Kabbalah. He wrote many, many Sfarim. And in what many consider to be his most important work, called Adir Bamaran, the Ramchal begins by quoting this Zohar. Take a look at number 3. That the contribution of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai to this world is by revealing this body of wisdom. He will usher in, he will bring in the Yemais HaMashiach, and he cites this Zohar, Ubegin de'asidin Yisrael lemita me'ilane de'chaye. Because Klal Yisrael will taste from this tree of life, de'iyu hai sefer ha'zohar, Yifkun Beimin Galusa Barachame, they will be redeemed. In other words, this is obviously a fundamental principle. If the Ramchal begins his work called Adir Bamaran based on this principle, this is obviously a very important principle to know. Whether you learn the Zayar, you don't learn the Zayar, right? Whether it's beyond us, nevertheless, this is something that you should know. The Zayar is a very important limud for those who are worthy. Maybe we're not worthy. But for those individuals in this world, whoever they may be, by them learning the Zayar, they are ushering in the Yemais HaMashiach. Okay, very nice. This is a question we want to deal with at this moment. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, he revealed this wisdom to the world. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, does anybody know? He was a Tana. Was he an early Tana, a late Tana? Anyone know?
Late.
A late Tana, very good. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was a late Tana. He had a Rebbe by the name of?
Akiva.
Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Akiva was also a late Tana. Did the earlier Tanon, did they know this secret information, or all of a sudden Reb Shimon Bar Yochai had some kind of revelation that he was the only one privy to this information? Obviously, this information was well known for generations. And the question therefore is, why was Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, why was he the one to commission his Talmud Rabbi Abba to write the Zayar? No, why didn't, you know, Hillel, Shammai, Reb Tarfon, Reb Meir, there are a lot of Tanon. Why Dafka Reb Shimon Bar Yochai? Okay, so the Arizal tells us something very interesting. He says, there are two kinds of souls. Okay? Whether we understand this, we don't understand, let's just hear the words and then we'll get into something more, more along the lines of our thinking. There are two kinds of neshamos. Some neshamos come up from what we call Or Makif, a surrounding light. Some come from an inner light, whatever that means. Says the Arizal, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, he emanated from what we call Or Makif, a surrounding light. Someone who emanates from what we call an Or Makif, he is able to write the greatest secrets and the most mysterious concepts, shrouded in terms that no one else could comprehend. In other words, someone like Rav Shimon Yochai had the unique ability to take a mystical secret and cloak it in cover after cover after cover after cover in a way where no one has any clue what he's talking about. That was the greatness of Rav Shimon Yochai. It's not that he was greater than the earlier Tanaim. He wasn't greater. All the earlier Tanaim, says Arizal, knew this information. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai had the unique ability, because of where he emanated from, to be able to couch these deep concepts in terms that, unless you have been initiated into this discipline, you have absolutely no idea what he's talking about. Says the Arizal, this is what the Zohar means, Yada le'astamra archai, that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai knew how to conceal his ways. In other words, it wasn't necessarily the depth of knowledge of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai that allowed him to write the Zohar. It was his specific talent to couch the secrets of the Torah in a way that made it incomprehensible to us. Okay. By the way, another important idea about the Zohar, the Ramchal tells us, what exactly is the Zohar? What is it? What are you, you know, you ever hear there are all kinds of these Kabbalistic svarim. You have Raziel, and you have Pirkei Hecholos, and you have other svarim that we probably will never crack open. And what are they? And what is the difference between them and the Zohar? Says the Ramchal, a very important concept to know. And that is, there was somebody by the name of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Right? Rabbi. What was Rabbi's contribution? The Mishnah. He compiled the Mishnah. Now, is the Mishnah just a big book of all of Rebbe's opinions? No, of course not. It's the opinions of all the earlier Tanoim. Hillel, Shammai, Rav Tarfon, Rav Meir, all the Tanoim. All Rebbe did was he gathered all the Tanoim to one central yeshiva, and what was ever learned inside that yeshiva is called Mishnah. Whatever is learned outside of the yeshiva is called Braisa. That's the word Braisa means bar, outside. Whatever information Rebbe was able to gather and collect, all the Tanaitic material, he incorporated it into the Mishnah. It's not his opinion. He's merely incorporating all of the collective wisdom of the revealed part of the Torah. Says the Ramchal, that is exactly what the Zohar is. The Zohar is not the opinion of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. It is Rav Shimon Bar Yochai gathering together what he called Chevraya Kadisha, his holy fraternity. And he collected and amassed and gathered together all of the secrets of the Torah into one central book, in the same way that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi created the Mishnayos. That is what the Zohar is. And the Ramchal says the Maila of the Zohar, even if you never open it up, it's worthwhile to know what it is. The Maila of the Zohar over other Sifrei Kabbalah is other Svarim are merely specific branches of wisdom. You have Sefer HaYetzira, you have others from the Sefer HaBoher, Sefer HaKona. They are not written as a commentary on the Torah. They're merely dedicated to various branches of wisdom. The Zohar, however, was the amassed wisdom of all the secrets of the Torah as a commentary on the Chumash. Okay? So with that introduction, and with that Hakdama, we're ready to read the words of the Chidah. Because if Reb Shimon Bar Yochai's unique talent was basically, he was able to write the Zohar in a way where no one knows what he's talking about, is there any purpose in ever opening up the Zohar? Okay? Now, whatever I'm about to say is lahalacha v'loy lamaisa. I'm not recommending this. But let's see what the words of the Chidah are. You know, you ever go to a Sephardi event, right? What are they all busy doing? Before you do it, you read the Zohar. After you do it, you read the Zohar. Middle, you're always reading the Zohar, right? It's full of reading the Zohar. Right? You have a boy, you have to read the Zohar. You get a new house, you have to read the Zohar. Whatever you do, you got to read the Zohar. Ashkenazim, no. Right? We're not into that. But Sephardim, they read. Now, do they understand it? I don't know. Maybe yeah, maybe no. But it's irrelevant. It's not important. You read it. Why do you read it? Says the Chidah, Look in the Ma'ira Be'etzba. The Ma'ira Be'etzba, the Chida, is like the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch for the Sfaradim. Says the Chida, Limud Sefer Hazayar Meroimim Al Kol Limud. It's the most exalted learning. B'shagam lo yodem aykamar, even though you have no idea what you're saying. So the Chida asks, why? How could that be? You're telling me the Zayar has more Kedusha than the Chumash? That can't be. The Chumash, we know, are the names of God. Right? If you read Chumash, these are not just words. These are the names of God. Like, how do we know, Rabbi, say you have to make Berchas HaTorah? What's the source? It says, Kishem Hashem Ekra, when you read the names of God, Havu Gadol Elokeinu, praise Hashem. Meaning, when you learn Torah, which are the names of God, you have to praise Hashem. Says the Chida, no. There's a difference between Chumash and Zayah. What's the difference? Chumash is couched in a story. They are the names of God, but it's couched in a story. God created the world, there's a man named Noach, there's a man named Abraham. So when you're reading the Torah, your mind is directed toward the simple meaning of the Psukim, away from the secrets. And therefore, the reading of the Chumash does not have that same effect. But when you read the Zayar, which is the secrets, without being couched in a story, it may be couched in language, but not couched in a story, where the secrets are just sitting there, by you reciting them, they have exalted effects. And even though you don't know what you're saying, nevertheless, says the Chida, it is Meroimim Al Kol Limud, is the most exalted kind of Limud. Okay, again, this is not recommended practice, but it's worthwhile to understand and know what the Gedolim tell us about the Zohar. Okay, we move on to something. What exactly is, if we were to define precisely, what level is the Zohar on? You know, the Gemara tells us there are 50 levels of Chachma, right? The Gemara even tells us there are 50 levels of Chachma. Moshe Rabbeinu got almost all of them. He got 49. So, you know, you want to define. What level is the Zohar on? Is it level 7? You give it a 23? Is it a 40? So we have a song that we sing on Lag BaOmer, and here we say number 7, Sheva Shabbosos Soid Chamishim. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, he enters the Holy of Holies. 7 sevens, the secret of 50. Okay, presumably that means that somehow this revelation of Shem Ba'ichai brought to the world is on the 50th level of wisdom. Okay, I mean, how do we have a right to presume anything, you know, when it comes to these things? But if you look at the words of the Chassam Sofer tells us very clearly that the Zayar is on the 50th level of Chachmah. Chassam Sofer says, now listen to this. He takes what the Bnei Yisachar said and he takes it a step further. What did the Pasuk say? Gal einai, uncover my eyes. Again, Gal is what day? 33, Lag BaOmer. Ve'abita, and what will I understand? Nifla ois. Nun pla ois. The 50 wonders of the Torah. Says the Chassam Sofer, the Lag BaOmer is the day that the 50th Shar of Chachmah was revealed to the world. So again, Moshe Rabbeinu, he had 49. But, says the Chassam Sofer, the secrets of the Torah is what we call Shar Nun, the 50th level of wisdom. And this is highly problematic, okay? From a very fundamental sense. What? You're telling me that Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest of all men, our teacher, the source of our Torah, reached the 49th level of Chachmah, and the Zohar is on the 50th level of Chachmah? And yet, look in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah number 9. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, Nun Shari Bina Nivru Ba'olam. There are 50 gates of wisdom in the world. Ve'kulan Nitnu L'Moshe Chasar Echad. They're all given to Moshe except for one, Shenemar, like the Pasuk says, Batichasreyu Me'at Me'alekim. God diminished Moshe a little bit less than God. Now listen to this. This is how the Shlal learns the Gemara. The word Elohim, what is the smallest letter in the word Elohim? Which letter has the least numerical value? Aleph. So he took Moshe, and he took away an Aleph from Moshe. In other words, Moshe only had 49. Okay, that's what the Gemara is saying. That Nun Shari Bina Nivru Ba'ilam, there are 50 gates of wisdom, they were all given to Moshe except for one. So how can we accept such a thing? Reb Shimon Bar Yochai had the 50th level of wisdom, and Moshe Rabbeinu only had 49? To paraphrase the Gemara in Masech Danida, how in the world could Reb Chia know something that his Rebbe didn't know? So we could ask the same question. How in the world would Reb Shimon Bar Yochai know a certain degree of Chachmah that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know? That's impossible. Especially in light of the fact that the Medrash tells us that any chiddush, any Torah concept, any novelty, even that a student will ask his Rebbe for all time, Hashem had already revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. Look at number 11. The Medrash says, on the third line, the third line from Mikra, Mishnah, Halachais, Talmud, Tosefta's, Agadais, Afilu, Masha Talmud, Vasik, Asid, Leimer, Lefnei Rabbi, Chumash, Mishnayis, Gemara, Tosefta, you name it. God told Moshe Rabbeinu, even what a student will ask his Rebbe on Har Sinai, Kulan, Nemru, L'Moshe B'Sinai, they're all told to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shenemar, how do I know? Like we say in Koheles. In Koheles, Shlomo HaMelech says, here's a guy, he gets up, he says, wow, Rabbi, that was a great shiur. That's a new thing, I never heard that before, right? Re'iza Chadash. What does the other guy say? No, come on, Kfar Hayelo Elamim. This was a somewhere in the world, right? Ein Chadash Tachas HaShemesh. There's nothing new under the sun. Any Torah concept, you could go to a shiur today from the biggest Rosh Hashiva, and he could tell you Pshat in the Rambam by splitting hairs, and he could revolutionize the world of Lamdos. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that on Har Sinai. And yet, what the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah tells us, Moshe Rabbeinu did not know the Shaar Nun, the 50th Gate of Wisdom, and Reb Shimon Bar Yochai knew the 50th. How's that possible? Okay? Now, if you want to hear something really that sounds almost heretical, listen to this. Okay? And we're going to have to explain this. There's a pasuk in Sefer Yeshaya. By the way, there's a wonderful Sefer out there called Sefer Yeshaya. Very good Sefer. I highly recommend it. Even though there are no haskamas, but nevertheless, I think, you know, it's something that people should be aware of. Right? Navi Yeshaya says, Ki Torah me'iti teitzeh. A Torah will come forth from me, God says. What does the word teitzeh mean? Come forth. We're missing one word. What does the word teitzeh mean?
Go out.
What?
Go out.
Almost, but we're still missing one word. Will go out. Will go out. Teitzeh, will go in the future. So God is saying, a Torah will come out from me. Now, what does that mean? I mean, our tradition, we say every morning, Yud Gimel Ikrim, Torah zu loy tehei machlefes. The Torah we have will never be exchanged. V'lo tehei Torah acheres me'ez habore yisprashma. There never will be another Torah, and yet the Navi says openly, ki Torah me'iti teitzeh, a Torah will come forth. And the Medrash takes it further. The Medrash says, Amar v'yavin bar kanam ha'kodesh baruch hu, Torah Chadasha me'iti teitzeh. A new Torah will come forth. Chidush Torah me'iti teitzeh. An innovative, revolutionary Torah will come forth. I mean, what does this mean? Can we say that? And the Chassam Sofer asks, on the spot, this is api karsus. This is heretical. Chassam Sofer asks, one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim is, Ani mamin be'amunah shalema, Shezois haTorah loy tehei mochlefes v'lo tehei Torah ches nezvara. So what in the world does another Yeshaya mean? Torah me'iti teitzeh. It's a big kasha. It's a major question. It's a fundamental question. I mean, this really gets to the root of our religion. I mean, there are other, what, there's more than one? What's going on? Okay. To make matters worse, and maybe to make matters better, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was not the only one who knew the 50th Gate of Wisdom. There was another individual who knew the 50th Gate of Wisdom. Take a look in the Medrash, in Bamidbar Rabbah. Says the Medrash, Devarim shalai niglu l'moisha, niglu l'Rabbi Akiva v'chadera. Words that were never revealed to Moshe were revealed to Rabbi Akiva. Right? It's an open Medrash. Shenemar, like the Pasuk says in Iyov, V'chal yikar ra'asa enai, his eye saw all preciousness. Who is that? Zeh Rabbi Akiva v'chaverav. This is Rabbi Akiva. So here the matter seems says openly, Rabbi Akiva knew that which Moshe did not know. And again, we have to ask the question, how in the world could Rabbi Akiva have known something that Moshe Rabbeinu did not know? By the way, the Chidah says a beautiful thing. He says, exactly what did Rabbi Akiva know that Moshe didn't know? So but before we get to the Chidah, Reb Shmuel Vital says what we've been saying, that Rabbi Akiva knew the 50th gate, the Shaar Nun, which Moshe Rabbeinu did not know, says the Chidah. That's how you read the Pasuk in Iyov. Kol yakar ra'asa enai. His eye saw. Kol. What's the word kol? Chaf lamed. Gematria.
50.
Chaf lamed. 50. Kal Yaka Rasa Eina, Rabbi Kiva had all 50 gates of wisdom. Okay, Kal Rasa, that's what it means. Okay. By the way, although we've made matters worse, we've explained it to a certain extent. Because although we asked, how did Rabbi Shimra Yechai know the 50th gate of wisdom if Moshe didn't know? Very simple. His Rabbi taught it to him. Who is Rabbi Shimra Yechai's Rabbi? Rabbi Akiva. So the question now is not in Rabbi Shimra Yechai. The question is, where did Rabbi Akiva get it from? Right? How did Rabbi Akiva know it? By the way, I'll tell you something very interesting. The Chida also says a major Chiddush. And that is, the Gemara tells us in Yevamos that after Rabbi Akiva's 24,000 Talmidim passed away, so he came to what we call Rabbi Seinu Shebedarim, our sages in the south. Who were they? Rav Meir, Rav Yossi, Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, Rav Elazar. Which Rav Shimon was that? Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And he started to teach them Torah. Says the Chida, although it does not say in Shas the date that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, that Rabbi Akiva started to teach his Talmidim, says the Chida, I will tell you what date it was. It was Lag Ba'omer. So the date that Rabbi Akiva began his relationship with Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was Lag Ba'omer. Okay? And we could make the case then that where did Rav Shimon get this branch of knowledge from? He got it from Rabbi Akiva. Okay, beautiful. By the way, there's a very interesting Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara says, look at this, look at number 18. V'chein amar Rav Shimon l'talmidav, Rav Shimon said to his students, Bini, my children, Shinu midoisai, learn my Torah. Shem midoisai, because my Torah, terumais, is truma, mitrumais midoisav shor Rabbi Akiva, from the truma of the Torah of Rabbi Akiva. Now, what in the world does that mean? Right? You hear what Rav Shimon Yochai is saying? He's saying, my beloved students, please learn my Torah. My Torah is the truma of my Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. The Oyev Yisrael, the Abdur Rav, says the following. What is truma? Truma is a certain percent of, right? You have a field of wheat, and you have to separate from it something which is Kodesh Kadashim. What percent? What percent? The average is 1/50th. If you want to be generous, 1/40th. You want to be stingy, 1/60th. The average is 1/50th. Why 1/50th? Because if God created the world with the 50 gates of wisdom, that means everything in creation has in it a certain element of each gate. And the 50th gate is so holy that nobody could touch it. Even Moshe Rabbeinu can't get near it. Therefore, a certain percent of everything in the world we need to give away. We refrain from. We refrain 1/50th. Says the Sefer, by the way, I just want to point out, most of the information from tonight's shiur comes from a Sefer called Likutei Ma'amarim Shevilei Pinchas, written by Rav Pinchas Friedman. He is a Rosh Koilel of the Belzer Koilelim in Eretz Yisrael. Fantastic svarim. Okay, this comes from 3 years worth, Tavshin Samach Tes, Tavshin Ayin, Tavshin Ayinav. Okay, so he explains as following. What Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is saying is, my Talmidim, you should learn from me more than anyone else. Because I have everything. I have all 50 gates. Because my Torah is the Truma, is the 50th level. Where did I get it from? Mi Truma is Rabbi Akiva. Like exactly what we're saying. Where did Rabbi Shimon get it from? His 50 gates of wisdom he got from his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. But again, Rabbi Isai, we're still stuck in the mud. Where in the world did Rabbi Akiva get it from? How could Rabbi Akiva know that which Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know? And what does it mean that in the future there will be Torah Chadasha Me'iti Tetzir? Okay, so we come to really Dvarim Niflaim from the Arizal and the Shlach HaKadosh. Okay? Fasten your seatbelts. Says the Shlach HaKadosh. Look, number 21 and 22, we'll read it in 22. This way no one accused me of reading the Arizal inside. Okay, this way I won't get in trouble. Okay, look at number 22. The Shlach HaKadosh says, and this is really a lesson in reading any Gemara and Shas. Listen to this. The Gemara says, 50 gates of wisdom. They were all given to Moshe except one. Says the Arizal, you know what, that's like, excuse the expression, someone has an itch on their left ear and they use their right hand. Right? 50 gates, they were all given to Moshe except one? No. Say it straight. Say 49 were given to Moshe. Why you say they were all given to Moshe except one? Say, no, they weren't all given except, that's not how you talk. Say 49 were given to Moshe. Says the Arizal, it's a mistake to think that Moshe didn't know all 50 branches of wisdom. Of course, Kamasha Talmud Vasagasa the Chadish Nitein LaMoshe. Moshe knew everything. He knew all 50 gates of wisdom. And by the way, you could bring a raya to this, because when God diminished Moshe, it says Vatachasriyam Maat Mei Elokim. He took a little bit away from Elokim, but what does it say by Kabbalah HaTorah? U'maisha Allah El Ho'elokim. He went all the way up. Another raya is Vayedaber Hashem Es Kol Hadvarim El Moshe. Kol is 50. Moshe knew everything. But by the Chid Ho'egal, Hashem says to Moshe, Leich Reid Kishiches Amcha. Go down. Says the Shlach, says Arizal. Leich Reid. Reid Leich. What's the gematria of Leich? Lamed Chaf? 50. Go down from 50. In other words, at the time of Kabbalah HaTorah, Moshe Rabbeinu had everything. Vayidaber Hashem Es Kol Hadvarim. He knew everything. But Kishiches Amcha, Klal Yisrael corrupted themselves. Moshe Rabbeinu was told, Leich Reid, go down from 50. Says the Arizal, says the Shulah, did Moshe ever get it back? Of course he got it back on his last day. Listen to this. Vayal Moshe Me'arvois Moyav. What's the gematria of Moyav? 49. Vayal Moshe Me'arvois Moyav. To where? El Har Nevoi Nunbay. Moshe went up from Arvois Moyav. Moyav is 49. El Har Nevoi to the 50th level. So Moshe Rabbeinu, he started off knowing everything. All 50. God says, Leich Reid, go down from 50. But eventually, on the last day of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, Vayal Moshe Me'arvois Mayav. Mayav is 49. El Har Nevoi Nun Bay. By the way, we could bring another raya to this. What was the name of Moshe Rabbeinu's main Talmud? Yeshua, what was his name? Bin Nun. What he should be called? Ben Nun. Why Bin? Right? No one else in the world is Bin. Except for him. Right? He got stuck with this name, Bin Nun. It says Chassam Sofer. It was a Maila. What does the word Bin mean? Lehavin. To understand. What did he understand? Nun. The 50th gate of wisdom that he received from Moshe Rabbeinu. Says Chassam Sofer. Yeshua Bin Nun. But it was lost. But it was recovered. Okay? So now we have a little bit of a clue. We're not saying Rabbi Akiva, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai knew something that Moshe didn't know. Moshe knew it. It was temporary, removed from the world. Moshe got it back. Vayal Moshe Me'arvois Moyav, El Har Nevoi. Maybe Yoshua had a glimpse of it. Ben Nun. Fine.
But there was a one time when Moshe saw somebody doubting.
Ah.
Akiva doubted. How does he know that?
Exactly. We're not going to have a chance. You caught me on the one Maramakam I jumped over, number 20, the Gemara Menachas, that Rabbi Akiva was darshaning the Tile Halachas, I'll call Kites for Kites, things that even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand. But when Rabbi Akiva said, what? Halacha Moshe Misinai, Moshe said, oh, now I know where he got it from. Now I know where he got it from. Okay? So ultimately, this 50th level of wisdom dates back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay? Now listen to this. When Moshe Rabbeinu reached the Sharnon on his last day of life, says the Shla, so now you have the name Moshe, and the Nun is added. What happens when you take the word Moshe and you add a Nun? Neshama. Neshama, soul. So, says the Arizal, Moshe Rabbeinu comes back in every generation in the guise of the God of Hadar. At this moment, when he reached the 50th level of wisdom, Moshe, the name Moshe, became Neshama. Says the Chidah, oh, now I understand about 25 Gemaras in Shas. The Gemara, Abayi says a good Svara, he gets a compliment. Moshe Shaper Ka'amet. Moshe, you're saying good. Rava says a good Svara, they tell him, Moshe Shaper Ka'amet. Excuse me, my name's Rava, what are you calling me Moshe for? Says Arizal, he says the Chidah. Because he says a good svara of that caliber, we see there's a glimpse, there's a spark of Moshe Rabbeinu in him. That's what it means in Shas. Moshe Shaper Ka'amrit, because he had this 50th gate transforming Moshe into Neshama. By the way, I'll tell you a very interesting thing. If you look in Navi, it says Moshe Rabbeinu had a grandson, Gershon. The Navi says, Ben Eliezer, Ben Menashe. Ben Menashe? What do you mean Ben Menashe? It's not his name. It's Ben Moshe.
That's the floating nun.
Now Reza says, it's the floating nun. It got misplaced. Okay? The nun got misplaced. So now it's no wonder then, Rabbi Yisai, how Rabbi Akiva, how Rishim Reichai knew the Shar Nun. This was not something that Moshe had no access to. Moshe knew it. His Talmud may have known it. He definitely knew it at the end of his life. And besides, there's a concept, we know there's a famous story with the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef once struggled for weeks to try to answer a certain question. Finally, after a month, he answered the question. And the next day, he goes to the yeshiva, and there's a student. He asks the question and gives the answer on the spot, and the Beis Yosef almost fainted. It took me a month to come up with that. How did this guy get it so quick? So he was told, the Malach told him, very simple. Once you brought it down into the world, now it's available for anyone to take. You brought it down. Your hard work, you brought it down to the world. So once Moshe Rabbeinu, once Yeshua ben Nun, they brought it down to the world, it's available. It's available for the taking. Okay. By the way, although there's a concept that we mentioned, that Moshe Rabbeinu is found in every gadol, nevertheless, there is one individual in history where Moshe Rabbeinu's presence was most prominent. The Arizal tells us, look at number 26, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was the nitzutz of Moshe Rabbeinu. He was the spark of Moshe Rabbeinu. And that is why their lives parallel each other almost identically. Moshe Rabbeinu, he has to run away from the sword of Parai. He runs to the desert, that is where he achieves his greatness. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai runs away from the sword of the Romans. In the cave, that is where he achieves his greatness. And I'll just tell you, there's a sefer called Hilula, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, Reb Asher Zalig Margolis. He finds no less than 60 common denominators between Reb Shimon Bar Yochai and Moshe Rabbeinu. And in fact, if you look in the Ramchal writes openly, one of the chalakim of the Zohar is called Raya Mehemna, the faithful shepherd. By the way, who is the faithful shepherd? Moshe. Why did the Zohar call it Raya Mehemna? Because Moshe wrote it. It was the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu in Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. That's what the Ramchal writes openly. If you take a look in number 30, in your leisure time, you know, you can take a look at that. Okay, we move on. By the way, I'll tell you another amazing thing. Reb Yehuda HaChassid had a son, Reb David. Reb David tells us that the cave that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai hid out in was the cave that Moshe Rabbeinu saw the Ribbono Shel Olam panim el panim. Ah, you'll ask, but it wasn't the same cave because Moshe Rabbeinu saw in Midbar Sinai, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was in Eretz Yisrael. Says Reb David, if you understand, you understand, and if you don't understand, you don't understand. So the way the Likutei Mamarim explains it is that the Gemara tells us in Pesachim, this is one of the 10 things that were created, Erev Shabbos, Bein HaShemashos. This was a special creation. We don't exactly know, maybe it's not limited by space, by Zman, but they shared this common denominator. Says Reb David, this is the cave Moshe Rabbeinu saw Hashem. That's why Eliyahu HaNavi, when he had his revelation, he went to the same cave. And that is why Eliyahu HaNavi keeps on coming back to Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, because Eliyahu HaNavi is saying, look, this is my hangout, you know? You're in my place, so I'll tell you a couple of things. Okay. By the way, the Chida adds, that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai, it says in Tehillim, Alisa Lamaran, he went up to heaven. Who knows the next words? Shavisa Shevi. He took a captive. Who's the captive? Shevi spells out Shimon Bar Yochai. That is the connection between Moshe Rabbeinu and Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. And by the way, Rabbi Yisai, let's ask the following question. Raise your hand. When you count Svira, do you say La Oimer or Ba Oimer? Raise your hand if you say La Oimer. Raise your hand if you say La Oimer. By the way, the Mishnah Berurah says to say La Oimer. Svardim say Ba Oimer. Some of them. The Stipler said to do both. I do La Oimer. The Mishnah Berurah says La Oimer. I have a question for you. Why then does everyone in the right, everyone makes a big deal. I do La Oimer, you do Ba Oimer, right? This is a major, major dispute, right? Why is it that when it comes to Lag Ba Oimer, we don't have this big machlekes? You say Lag La Oimer, you say Lag Ba Oimer. It comes to Lag Ba Oimer, everyone agrees. Kulei Amar LePligi, it's Lag Ba Oimer. Why is that? Lag Ba Oimer is the gematria Moshe. Lag ba'omer is the gematria of Moshe. If you put in the lamed, you know, you lose the whole thing. You lose the whole thing. Lag ba'omer is the gematria of Moshe. By the way, let's far and point out, the night of the year that Lag ba'omer falls out will be the coming year on Sukkot, the Yoshpizin of Moshe Rabbeinu. for the Sfaradim. Okay? Very interesting. Very interesting. Okay. Okay. That means Moshe Rabbeinu, at one point in his existence, he had the 50th gate of wisdom. Right? He had the 50th. But it was taken away. Now, Rabbi, so we know, we have a tradition. How many letters are in the Torah?
340,000.
So if you count them, you get a little bit over 300,000. But actually, the Zohar says the word Yisrael stands for Yesh, Shishim, Ribay, Oisiyos, LaTaira. Right? We know there's 600,000 main Jews. Each one has a connection to one letter. So all the Mefarshim ask, how could we say there's 600,000 letters in the Torah? Half of them are missing. Says the Chida, they're not missing. Moshe had them momentarily, but they were taken away. These 300,000 Oisiyos are the 50th level of Chachma that was removed from the world. Wow. Now, where should these 300,000 Oisiyos be? Where was their place? The Gemara tells us in the Masechta Shabbos, Vayehi ben Saya, the two psukim of Vayehi ben Saya, are sefer b'fnei atzmai, right? Everyone thinks, Chamish Shechum Shei Torah, it's wrong. It's not. There's seven books in the Torah. So open Gemara Masechta Shabbos, the Rashash even asks, he wants to change Chamish Shechum Shei Torah. We have seven books in the Torah. You know what they are? Bereishis, Shemais, Vayikra, Bamidbar, before Vayehi ben Saya, the two psukim of Vayehi ben Saya, which is 85 letters, after Bamidbar, after Yimsa and Devarim. Says the Chida, the 300,000 letters should have been in Vayehi ben Saya. But this was the 50th gate that was taken away. Anybody know how the two psukim of Vayehi ben Saya are demarcated in the Torah? The two upside down nuns. To indicate what happened to the Shar Nun, says Rabbi Yonis and Eibeshitz, it was mishapech. The 50th gate was overturned. That's why Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshit says in the Tferes Yonasan, in Parashas, Behaloscha, that the reason why we have two upside down nuns demarcating the two psukim by Ibn Saya is to indicate that that is where the 50th gate was removed from, overturning the two nuns. Look in the Sefer Torah. That's right. If the Sefer Torah doesn't have it, it's questionable. This is the Shar Nun that should have been in the Sefer Torah, and it was taken away. Says Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz, now we understand what the Navi Yeshaya means, Torah me'iti teitze. A new Torah will emanate. Ask Rabbi Yonasan. But the Chassam Sofer asks that this is heretical. We know there can never be a new Torah. There can never be any new body of wisdom given to the world. Torah zu loitei mechlefe, says Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz. It's not a new Torah. It was hidden. It was hidden. It's the Ar HaGanos. It's hidden in the Torah. It hasn't been re-revealed. The two nuns were upside down. Says Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz, take a look in Shir HaShirim. The Pasuk says openly exactly what we're saying. Take a look in number 32. The Pasuk says in Pasuk Beis in Shir HaShirim, Yishakeni Meneshika Ispiyu. We ask Ribbono Shel'olam, kiss us from the kisses of your mouth. What does this mean? Right? We read it every year. What does this mean? Some of us read it every Friday night. What are we asking Hashem? Kiss us from the kisses of our mouth. Says Rashi, of all people. Says Rashi, we met with God on one occasion in our history. When was that? Kabbalah Satoya. We met with Him one-on-one, face-to-face. He kissed us. Panim el panim. But face to face, panim al panim, with God. But God promises us there will be another occasion where He will reveal Himself similarly in the same awesome way and teach us. What do you mean teach us? But Torah zu loitei mechlefes. Teach us something that was withheld. Says Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz, what is that? The Shar Nun, the 50th gate. Says Rashi, what is that? Rashi says the same thing. Look in Rashi, look in number 32. Muftachim me'itai, we are guaranteed by the Ribbono Shel'olam. Lehoifia oid aleim, that He will reveal Himself to us again. Levayer lohem soid te'ameha umistar safnuseha, that God promises us that one day He will reveal to us the secrets of the Torah. And by the way, we say this in davening. V'hu yashmienu b'racham avshenis lemar, God will allow us to hear a second time. Hein ga'alti eschem acharis kereshis, v'yaslachem l'chem, ani Hashem l'keichem. The same way at Kabbalah Satara, God revealed Himself and He said, ani Hashem l'keichem. This will happen again. Again, these are not the mysteries of the Torah. This is Rashi. Rashi is telling us there will be an occasion in our history where the Ribbono Shel Olam will reveal Himself and teach us the secrets of the Torah. Says Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz, this is what the Navi Yeshaya means, Ki Torah Me'iti Teitze. A Torah will come forth, says the Medrash, Torah Chadasha, a new Torah. A Torah that the world had a glimpse of, the world had a taste of, the world had some. But Yehoshua bin Nun, he was misponing. He thought a little bit about it, but that was removed from the world. But Reb Shimon bar Yochai, his contribution to the world as we began the shir was to reveal the 50th level of wisdom, which the Zohar tells us will usher in the time of the Gula Shalema, the ultimate redemption, because it is this branch of wisdom that will be the hallmark and the highlight of the Yemais HaMashiach. People think Yemais HaMashiach, you know, what's going to happen? We're going to be free. We're going to be peaceful. This is what we're looking forward to. This is the great simcha that we're looking forward to. What we're looking forward to is Yishakeni Minashika Ispiyu. We're looking forward to this second revelation of Torah Me'iti Teitze. And that is why, something very interesting. Somebody told me I have to mention something from Chasidus of Rupshitz. You know, what are the chances we're going to mention anything? I don't think we ever mention anything. But it's his good mazel. We have something from the Rav Shitzer Rebbe tonight. Right? We know the Luchos Rishonos had this Torah that God gave Moshe Rabbeinu, right? The 50th level of wisdom. And we know these first Luchos were put in the Arayin. What's the Arayin? Ayer Nun. The light of the 50th level. That's what the Arayin contained. The Ayer Nun. And that is why, Rabbi Yisai, the Zohar tells us, like we began with, that uvegin da asidin Yisrael lemitam elona dechaye, when Klal Yisrael will taste from this great branch of knowledge, diu hai sefer Zohar yifkun be min galusa barachame, they will be redeemed. That is the function of Mashiach. The function of Mashiach is to reveal this 50th branch of wisdom. Says Likutei Ma'amarim, Mashiach stands for Mashiach Yegala Shar Chamishim. Mashiach will reveal this 50th branch of knowledge. So we're mispalel that on this great day of Lag BaOmer and the Zchus of the Tana LeKiruv Shem BaYochai, like we say in the Pizmain, Hu Yamlitz BaAdenu, Tairasay Magen Lanu, His Tairas should protect us and guard over us, and we should all be Zoicha to see the Bias Goyal Tzedek M'Herav Yaminu Amen.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.